This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as soon as I saw this headline, I knew you guys would be calling. I knew you guys would be asking what the hell is going on. So do you guys remember growing up? And again, I'm older than some of you and I'm younger than some of you. But I remember in the 80s, maybe late 70s, that people would say that if a child drank coffee, they'd be short. Now, I believed that when I was younger. I don't know if it was my sister who told me or my mom. I remember having a fit when I was 3-4 years old because my mom was drinking coffee. And I wanted some. And I wanted, you know, to drink what the grown-ups were drinking. And she would drink her coffee black. So she gave me some of her black coffee. Told me to blow on it. And it was the most disgusting tasting drink I ever had. You know, I could prefer alcohol as a kid. But I could not this coffee. So that stopped it there. And I don't know if it was she, I don't think it was she, her, or somebody else that said, you know, why do you want to drink coffee? If you drink coffee, you end up shorter. And my thinking to that is, but, you know, I want to be shorter than the boys. I don't want to be taller than the boys. I want to be shorter than the boys. So maybe I do need to drink coffee. And this was something that it was a myth that persisted for decades. And scientists and doctors said, look, no, we do not have any sort of, you know, conclusive data that if a kid drank coffee, they'd become short. Now, somebody could say, where the hell could this have come from? What could the theory have been? Well, there are some concerns that maybe coffee could cause osteoporosis. And then if osteoporosis maybe could make you a little shorter in terms of lowering your bone density. But it's been nothing that us in the medical field has ever purported or embraced. However, we have asked pregnant women to limit their caffeine. You know, when I was in training, it was no more than 2 cups a day. Now I think the guidelines are under 200 milligrams of caffeine a day. Now, one Red Bull is about 80. A cup of coffee is about 60 to 70. So that means pregnant women can still have their coffee. Well, now we have a study saying caffeine in being drunk by pregnant women. I'm still, of the thinking that, you know, if it's in coffee form, I don't want pregnant, you know, women having energy drinks. But if a mother who's pregnant is imbibing caffeine, they're now saying that the kids are going to end up shorter. So this was interesting. This was published in JAMA Network, and it was a cohort study at ages 4 and 8. These children of women with low measured caffeine and paraxanthine during pregnancy, and they found that they were shorter than the children of women who consumed no caffeine during pregnancy. Now, I didn't have coffee because I don't like coffee, but I did... I did drink some soda every now and then. So my kids are still pretty tall. They are, in fact, they're the same height as my husband. So I think I did okay. They said that there is no clear pattern of weight or body mass index changes. But what they did is, this comes from the Environmental Influences of Child Health Outcomes cohort of the National Institute of Child Health and Development Fetal Growth Studies. And there was a pregnancy cohort with one child measurement between ages 4 and 8. They looked at this data and they followed up through 8 years. These were children and pregnancies that happened in the 50s and 60s and 60s and 70s. Then another analysis was conducted in 2021 and 2022. And they looked at paraxanthine is another metabolite in caffeine and coffee. They looked at collections there was a whole variety of metrics that they collected. And they found that intrauterine exposure to increasing levels of caffeine and paraxanthine, even in tiny amounts, was associated with shorter stature in early childhood. They say the clinical implication of reductions in height and weight is unclear, but the reductions were apparent even with levels of caffeine consumption clinically below recommended guidelines of less than 200 milligrams per day. So maternal caffeine consumption now might be questioned. And I hate studies like this, you know, because kids will come out and they might have ADHD, they might have autism, they might have depression, anxiety, and there's a sort of focus on, well, what did my mom do? Or a blame or a culpability of, well, when my mom was pregnant, she smoked, or when my mom was pregnant, she drank, or mom was pregnant, she was around cell phone towers, or she worked in a mine, or she, you know, first of all, quit blaming your mom, okay? You know, you're here because of God, your mom, dad, and, you know, the doctor, and any nurses, and anybody that helped you get from the, you know, the egg, from the ovary and the sperm, to all the way outside into the air. So, you know, stop the blame game. But we do want to make sure that what pregnant women are doing is not deleterious to the fetus. And this is why, like I said, we have to be really, really careful calling a fetus not living and not looking at a fetus as a live entity, because we really need a lot more fetal research and on you know, what keeps them safe, what they're exposed to, what happens to them in utero, because it's very, very dynamic. They're evolving. They're growing in the womb. We need to be well aware. Maternal fetal medicine has you know, exploded in terms of all the research and things they've been able to figure out. And now there's even Tylenol. We're finding Tylenol is not that safe in pregnancy. Whereas when I first trained, they had it as a category A. Then they moved it to a category B, meaning there could be some side effects, issues in animal studies. We don't believe in humans. By now it's a category C, going, yes, we do think there could be some effects in fetuses. So, you know, caffeine during pregnancy, how I look at it is with pregnancy, everything should be in moderation. Just don't overdo, you know, and don't think that anything is particularly safe, because years later it comes out, well, I guess it wasn't safe. So just everything in moderation, and speak to your medical provider. 1-877-DR-ALEX.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this interesting headline caught my eye. They say people who are quote-unquote highly emotional may benefit from petting cats as part of animal-assisted interventions on college campuses. This is a new study published in the journal Anthrozos. According to the author, they say as most university-based animal-assisted interventions feature interactions with dogs, little is known about the feasibility of providing opportunities to interact with cats. So their paper is called University Cats, Predictors of Staff and Student Responsiveness Toward On-Campus Cat Visitations. Okay, I have dogs and cats. My dog always shows me love, but when a cat, right, will stop, you know, their moodiness and actually be nice, now they're nice because they want eats, It is amazing how much more I get emotionally from the cat acting like they like me than the dog. So I guess maybe if a cat likes you, then you know you must really be likable. So they say AAIs, or Animal Assisted Interventions, refer to on-campus programs that provide college students with animals in order to help students feel less stress. Cats can help relieve stress, they say, in the same way that petting a dog can be relaxing for some people. All I know is my cats make me so flippin' stressed. Honestly, between the pee-pee house, between the coughing up a hairball, between the vomit, between the meow, between the stepping on my face, the poopoo powder in between their paw as they walk over my face, the doing the pee-pee, you know, on the bed, I'm beside myself with my cats. So I think if I did have any sort of issue, it would be worsened by cats. But I love my kitty cats, and they're my little babies, and, you know, what do I do? Delano Gel, Dr. Joni Delano Agee, is a psychologist and ethicist with Belgian University KU Leuven. And then Dr. Patricia Pendry is a professor in Washington State University's Department of Human Development. So what they did is they surveyed 1,400 university students and staff from more than 20 universities for their paper. The research found that several factors were involved in whether a person might benefit from petting a cat. Those who are, quote, highly emotional, those who are female, those who are cat owners themselves, and those who are open to the idea of interacting with an on-campus dog were all positively associated with seeing a cat on campus. They say emotionality is a pretty stable trait. It doesn't fluctuate, and it is a quite consistent feature of our personalities. They say people on the higher end of that scale were significantly more interested in interacting with cats on campus. They say the research was meant to show that interventions with cats were feasible and could help those who are averse to interacting with dogs for various reasons. So, I'm still kind of blown away, because I tell you, man, my cats are ornery little suckers. They said that originally they thought the university students and staff wouldn't want to touch cats, but their research was incorrect. You know, a lot of people think that cats are going to scratch them, they're going to bite. They do. Cats do scratch and bite. But there's a way to pet them where they can't. And when you go up to a cat, I don't know, do you guys have cats? What I do with my cat is I ask permission. First, when I enter the room and the cat is sitting there, I do a little curtsy, and then I do a bow. And, you know, I address them by their title. And then I ask them, can I be in their presence? Meow. Okay, that means they'll tolerate me for a few moments. What the hell do I want? So I come over to them, and I try to make sure that I'm below eye level, you know, that I'm not staring down at them, because they're the king, queen. That's why cats go up to high levels to look down. You think it's because they want to scope out the room. No, it's because they think they are royalty. So I walk in there, and I'm like, okay, you know, hi, kitty cat. And then I ask them, you know, can I pet you? Meow. All right, so that means they'll tolerate, and I do little kitsily, you know, and then all of a sudden I'm like, good tickle, and then go, meow, and then they get mad and they go, and then they never let me, you know. So, yeah, I think there is an approach. Now, what's interesting is we're seeing a big push to introduce animals into our lives and animals into our everyday life, our workplace. One of you had asked me, how can you get your dog to come on a plane with you and be a support animal? And there's that's been just blowing up. That has been huge, where people now have support animals. And I see support animals all over the place. You do need a letter. I don't believe your regular family doctor can do it. I think it has to be from a mental health professional, although I have written letters in my family practice in the past. I just don't know if they're still allowed. But it basically is like a prescription. And if you have an animal, this is different than a service animal. A service animal has to go through all the training. You know, for people that have anxiety, depression, social phobias, blindness, hearing. So our service animals are trained, you know, for specific tasks to alert you, if there's a trigger. These are animals that are highly, highly trained service animals. Emotional support animals is you need your dog, you need your cat, you want to be with them, and they calm you down, or you feel better. You don't do well being away from them. An emotional support animal does not have as many strict guidelines as like a service animal may, because they don't go through all the training. The only problem is some of the rules may be more loose and may not be as liberal in terms of allowing an emotional support. Because, for example, an airline may say, this animal isn't trained. So how do I know this animal isn't going to bite somebody next to, you know, I mean, the animal still has to be secured, and, you know, there's still rules. But there are these ESA letters filled out, an emotional support animal letter filled out by a mental health professional. And they do, based on your diagnosis, allow a prescription for you to have a support animal. And this could help when you're moving to a new apartment, if you're going on a plane. Service dogs, especially like psychiatric service dogs, these are amazing in terms of the amount of training that they go through. And they may be able to even... comfort you during a panic attack. I got to tell you, these, you know, if you do suffer from issues and you don't think your medicines are working and you think your therapy is, you know, you're plateauing, consider a therapy animal. I think these animals are amazing. In fact, we'll bring animals to the hospital to kids sometimes so they can, and just, oh my gosh, their depression wipes away in a second. You know, seeing animals and puppies and all that. So there's laws that protect those who want to have an animal with them. The Americans with Disabilities Act says under the ADA, state and local governments, businesses, and nonprofit organizations that serve the public generally must allow service animals to accompany people with disabilities in all areas of the facility where the public is allowed to go. So that means school. That means, you know, the Fair Housing Act ensures that an individual with a mental illness or mental disability does not experience housing discrimination because of their need for an emotional support animal or service animal. Housing providers must instead provide reasonable accommodations for these individuals and are not allowed to charge the individual any type of fee, such as pet deposits. Now, of course, the landlord needs to get a letter as such of this, that it's a legitimate emotional support dog. But one of the reasons why you might be seeing rent go up is I've heard landlords say, since we can't charge the pet deposit fee, rent goes up to cover any of the damage the animals can do. Not for that one particular person, it's just they can't do that because of the ADA, just everybody has to pay more. So, you know, these laws are nice, but, you know, landlords are going to, and, you know, employers or business owners are going to, you know, figure out how to, you know, cover themselves another way. I haven't really heard of a lot of issues where a support animal or a service animal bit somebody else, but it could happen. There is liability. It's always stuck when you're a business owner and you're caught between a rock and a hard place. You know, do you, not allow an animal because you think they could be more, they could be a danger to the other customers, or and do you risk an ADA violation, you know, or do you follow the ADA rule, let the person have that, and then you just hope that nothing happens? It's not easy. It's not an easy, you know, subject. But I am a fan of service animals, emotional support animals, and if you do struggle, you really might want to consider options, including at work, including travel, if you need your pet. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is set to meet later today and Wednesday, and another hike in interest rates is likely. The Fed has carried out a series of rate increases in recent months in an effort to fight inflation. Rail union members have rejected a deal brokered by the White House that aimed to prevent a rail workers' strike ahead of the holiday season. Brotherhood of Rail Signalmen President Michael Baldwin explains on Fox Business why his union made this decision.
The money doesn't equate to sick time. We have benefits. Our members earn vacation, and they earn a couple personal days. As a matter of fact, the EB-250 gave them a personal day, which falls short.
Game 3 of the World Series is set to be played Tuesday night in Philadelphia. The game was meant to be played Monday, but was postponed due to rainy weather. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it was interesting. Some of you have said that you barely got a handful of trick-or-treaters last night. Some of you have said it was busy. Many of you watched the Browns game. Can I just say this? Am I the only one that's a little underwhelmed with the Rams-Bengals, considering last year's Super Bowl? The Browns kicked the Bengals that butt. I mean, it was a good game. But I also had to work. It was a pretty, pretty busy time. We have a lot of COVID still, a lot of, flu, people, you know, injuring themselves. So I was working for most of the night. And then I went to a little event. But the Browns did a good job last night, but it was a pretty underwhelming Halloween, I'm hearing. A lot of people didn't buy candy. They shut down the lights to their house. They kept their door closed and locked. And I expected my dog to be going crazy. and hardly heard the dog bark all night. There really wasn't a lot of trick-or-treating activity. Now, mind you, I rarely trick-or-treated with my kids in my neighborhood. We would always go to a friend's house and then trick-or-treat theirs because our friends lived in fancier neighborhoods, and then we could get better candy, like full on candy bars, etc. But it just seemed to be that it wasn't like what I remember it to be. You know, the neighborhood is going to be full of kids, and everybody's kind of, tripping with each other, tripping over each other and running around and, you know, oh, hi, Mrs. Wax. And I'm like, hi. You know, I never had them call me doctor. They could call me Mrs. Wax. I don't care. You know, here's candy. And, yeah, you know, it's not like that. It's not like that anymore. It's different. And so is it the inflation? Is it crime? So we predicted that Halloween would look a little different. It wasn't as busy as we expected it to be. And maybe also a big factor is now people don't trust the candy. They don't trust if there's going to be fentanyl or cannabis. Or the older kids, they were like, okay, give me what you got. Do you have any gummies? But, you know, for parents and little kids, the idea of eating something handed to them by another person gives them the heebie-jeebies. Now, if you live in an area where you know all your neighbors, that's one thing. But if you don't, it's scary. So I'm hearing that overall it was a less than average, less than busy Halloween season. Now, what I did, which is really interesting, and I didn't know this was going on, but it's because I'm always at another friend's house. So this was the first time I was home and I wasn't at a friend's house. And then my husband said the neighborhood next to us, huge block party. And it's a gated neighborhood and it's a wealthy, much wealthier than I could imagine. It's a wealthy neighborhood next to us. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, the rich give out a lot of good candy. Hold on, let me get dressed. So I finish with a patient. I go and because I was doing online, the game was already, gosh, what, 28 to 10? I forgot what the score was. So I'm like, Browns obviously won this. So I go, and apparently this neighborhood had a huge, huge block party where there were bars, DJs, violinists, a full orchestra, mariachi band, food trucks, cotton candy. I missed out on the cotton candy because I'm like, oh, I'm on a diet. And then at the end of walking around, I'm like, okay, now I want some, and it was already done. But there were bars, open bars. And we're like, how did this happen? Well, apparently the neighbors in this neighborhood decided to all put money in to make a Halloween party. Remember I told you guys that one thing that parents and neighbors might want to do is where you have a block party where kids could trick-or-treat among the set houses. You could have, you know, tables up front, you know, where they go and they trick-or-treat, and they don't necessarily have to go up to a person's house. I know everybody was hitting the apps of where the sex offenders were and things like that. And so, you know, where you wall off a part of the neighborhood. Direct traffic elsewhere, so the kids don't have to worry about getting hit by a car, and they get their trick-or-treating on. And there's music, and there's fun, and the parents are all hanging out. But there were hundreds, maybe, you know, 1,000 or two people in this neighborhood. In fact, there were some people made their houses haunted mansions. And I videotaped this. It's on my Facebook, not on my Twitter, because Twitter makes you limit. And they actually converted their garage to haunted mansions or haunted houses. It's a haunted mansion in Disney, haunted houses. And I've been to some of these, but this was pretty damn good. I mean, these people went all out. And so I think Halloween, and we spoke about this, you know, the last few days, but I really think Halloween is going to take a turn, and we are going to see more and more neighborhoods going, you know what, we're going to make our own block party, we're going to keep it safe. You know, whatever the kids get, we're going to know what they're getting. We're going to keep traffic out. We're going to have a party. The grown-ups are going to have fun. And then in a couple hours, then things start to close down by about 9 p.m. Everybody get your butts in bed because we got school the next day. And I thought that was fantastic. I loved it. It was, and mind you, these people had money. They put money, to have open bars on every other house, I mean, that was, you know, bartenders and musicians and DJs, that was pretty flippin' phenomenal. But any of us could do that. You know, where we have a block party, we have pizza, we have goodies, everybody puts some money in, Because think about it. How many hundreds of dollars are you spending on Halloween candy? We spoke about that yesterday where a lot of people said they cannot afford Halloween candy. The Halloween candy, you know, you could get like a bag of 50 pieces, but if you want to give out good Halloween candy, you know, that could be already $10, $12 a bag, and 50 pieces doesn't get you through, you know, 3 hours of trick-or-treating. So I think, you know, I've always been a big fan of potlucks. I know from a health perspective, somebody says, I got sick at the church potluck. I got sick at the potluck because somebody, you know, might have, I don't know, sneezed on the potato salad or left the mayo out. But the concept of everybody bringing something, everybody putting something in, I think it's really financially to our benefits. I think keeping it small, keeping it close, keeping it fun, I think there's ways to do this. And we need to start being more savvy. You know, we spoke about Thanksgiving and how the price of Thanksgiving is going up. And, you know, how to host Thanksgiving without breaking the bank. Well, make it potluck. You know, you handle the turkey, but have everybody else bring everything else. You bring the drinks, you bring the dessert, you bring the casserole, the green bean casserole. We'll handle the stuffing and the turkey. It's doable. And I kind of grew up going, no, I want to host it all. Don't bring anything. To hell with that. It gets expensive. To host Thanksgiving for 10, 12 people, that could be hundreds of dollars, depending on what they want to drink, the alcohol, So it was cool. I hope you guys had a good Halloween. I don't know if it got as crazy as we usually hear. You know, every now and then you hear abductions, you hear fatalities. You hear, some rare poisonings. I think parents were on guard. So far, so good. I hope to God there wasn't anything serious that happened. I don't think there were any major fights. But I got to tell you, seeing people in my community who I thought weren't doing anything for Halloween, just being there and putting this on for the kids. The kids had a blast. My dog did, too. My dog was running around the place, dancing to the music. It was awesome. So I thought that was pretty cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we are getting some RSV cases, and these RSV cases can be pretty serious. And we're seeing people struggling with hospital admissions. A lot of hospitals are struggling as the RSV admits are growing. RSV is a virus that has always been around, but it could cause some severe respiratory distress in kids, especially infants. Well, Pfizer is now applying for FDA approval of their vaccine. It has been found to be 80% effective in preventing severe RSV in the first 3 months of an infant's life. They announced that the respiratory syncytial virus vaccine does prevent severe illness in infants. If it's approved by the FDA, it'll be available as early as next year. That could be pretty damn cool. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Michael asks, what is the Walking Dead syndrome? Is there truly a medical syndrome called the Walking Dead? I didn't learn it as such. I learned it as Cotard's syndrome. But I think people have seen some headlines and they're getting all excited that we could be zombies later and that we don't have to just, you know, stay in the earth. We could be out there and, you know, causing havoc and getting TV shows named after us. So it was described in the late 1800s by Dr. Jules Cotard. So you would, or Cotard, but you would be, diseases would be named after you if you figured it out. So I'm sure there will be a Dr. Dahlia, disease out there. I hope nobody gets it. My worry is it's going to be in a sexually transmitted family. But you know what? I'll take what I can get. You know, whatever I come across or I incur myself or I identify, I'll take the name. But Cotard syndrome is known as walking corpse syndrome. And now people are calling it the walking dead syndrome. And it's where the patient feels that they're dying or they feel that they're dead. And they don't really exist. Or they feel they have parts of their body missing. It's really rare. According to WebMD, there's only 200 known cases worldwide. The problem is, this is pretty extreme. If you think you're dead, are you really going to, you know, follow all of societal's laws? Are you going to function at work? Are you going to function well in your family? So what happens is people with this, you know, walking corpse syndrome or Cotard syndrome, where you think you're dead, and you're walking around this earth, that's where they come up with Walking Dead. They aren't very social. They don't really speak. In fact, some of them might hear voices telling them you're dead or dying. So they don't eat because they're like, well, why am I eating if I'm dead? I'm not going to be taking food from the family. Some might hurt themselves because they just are like, well, how do I get to the other world from this world? They think they're in purgatory or they think they think they're dead. There was one case reported in 2008, according to WebMD, where a 53-year-old woman was admitted to the hospital after a family called 911. They said the woman believed that she was dead and smelled like rotting fish. She was asked to be taken to a morgue because she wanted to be with dead people. And so that's when she was diagnosed with Cotard syndrome. So we don't know why it happens. It could be severe depression. Could be the person has dementia, encephalopathy, where they get infected with a virus or a pathogen that affects the brain, epilepsy. Sometimes severe migraines might put someone at risk for this, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, stroke. So, but some experts believe that Cotard syndrome results from two types of brain damage. One changes the way people view themselves. The second makes them continue to believe this false view, even when they're shown it's not true. So it can happen to anybody of any age. People with mental health issues might be more at risk. It is not common, you know, but it's, you know, usually we do psychotherapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, medication. Sometimes we need to put them on antipsychotics, anti-anxiety drugs, or antidepressants. Even electroconvulsive therapy has been shown to help, ECT. Which is used in psychiatric settings to stimulate some neurotransmitters. But that's what that is. And it's a good question. I've heard about that. People ask me, well, do I have Walking Dead syndrome? Well, not entirely. So another syndrome Fox News spoke about was the Alice in Wonderland syndrome. Alice in Wonderland, which, by the way, I could not stand that story. That story scared me as a kid. I just didn't like it. And I never understood why that was a fairy tale. It was just scary to me. The tears and drowning in the tears and her getting big and hitting her head on the ceiling. I just don't, you know, you weren't supposed to eat the cake and she ate the cake. And I don't really remember it all, but I know I didn't like it as a kid. They say Alice in Wonderland syndrome is a set of symptoms that produce an alteration of body image. And this visual perception makes you see your body parts of different sizes or perceived incorrectly. And a lot of these perceptions happen at night. We don't know exactly what's the cause of this. So, like, for example, you might be thinking my feet are really, really big, or I have large genitals, you know, much bigger than they are. And I know a lot of people make jokes about that kind of stuff, but it can, you know, when you think your hands are enormous. Some of you have had dreams like this, where your hands are three times the size than they should. And those dreams, there's ways we can, I sometimes like to interpret dreams. Sometimes, you know, you having a body part that's much larger than you think is you feel part of you is inept and inadequate. And so part of your brain is acting on your desire and vulnerability to have more of a more control, more power, more strength. But then it starts to ruin your dream because you got these big hands and everybody's making fun of you and you can't open up a jar. And then you wake up going, okay, I think what I have in my life is fine. So, you know, we're not talking about those dreams. We're talking about people who really, really think that they have body parts that are not the size that they actually are perceiving, that they perceive it differently. Migraines, epilepsy, brain tumors, certain drugs, Epstein-Barr virus infections have been known to cause that. One syndrome that I think is fascinating is the foreign accent syndrome. We've spoken about this on the show a lot, where somebody goes through some trauma, and when they wake up, they speak in a foreign accent. It just changes the way you speak. So you're going through something, all of a sudden you wake up going, where's the news? I would like a spoof tea. Like, excuse me? I want my tea. What in bloody hell do you think I'm speaking about? And then you're like, what, you never spoke like that walking in. You came in with an accent. You know, and so it's interesting. So FAS, or foreign accent syndrome, is caused by brain damage due to, you know, either stroke or traumatic brain injury. And even though there's been other causes like multiple sclerosis, conversion disorder, we just don't know why. And we also don't know how the accent evolves. It's not usually a perfectly dialected, you know, accent. If you have changes in your timing, intonation, tongue placement, accents on words, so it sounds like you have an accent. Now, there's been some where they say, you know, your family member woke up with a perfectly, you know, British accent. Or somebody woke up and they had a twang and they had a southern accent and we just never thought they'd speak like this. And they wake up with the different, you know, with the different intonations. It might not necessarily be Mississippi or Alabaman or Louisianan, but it could be of that region. But it's because we have accents based on the way we learn how to talk. You know, my father spoke English differently than my mother. And so my you know, sometimes my words are pronounced differently. You know, my kids always give me crap that I say, you know, you want some eggs? They go, it's eggs. No, it's not eggs. Move your legs. It's legs. It's not legs. Who taught you that? It's A. And so I, you know, and maybe it's because I got that from my father. I don't know. But we pronounce things differently. It's just continue down a path. I mean, it's very interesting. The reason why accents are easy to learn is because it's a very natural flow of you know, if you ever do decide to talk in an accent, it flows because once you use certain intonations and certain accents, it just follows. So I love speaking in accents. I think accents are great. Every now and then a little one comes out, but you know, I think we all have a form. There was a website I told you guys about that based on words you use will tell you what your dialect is. And, I had some South and I had some Northern California. That was interesting. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.